This is Radio 4, where it's time now for our play. Paul Theroux's magical wintry tale for Christmas, dramatised for radio by Nick Warburton. Michael Maloney tells the story of A Christmas Card.
Out of the night. Whenever I see light feathers of snow moving slowly down a window to make a white pillow on the sill, and hear the thin moan of wind through casement cracks in a room where a fireplace is singing with flames, I remember the Christmas when I was 9, and our house at Anderson Willows. Yes. We were in the family car, driving deep into the country to Anderson Willows, my mother and father, my little brother Louis, and me.
The house at Anderson Willows was Father's surprise. He said it was his present to us for having waited so patiently for him to return from his trip to Asia.
Oh, yes, there were snake charmers.
And did you see them?
Certainly I saw them, Marcel. And elephants, trained to beg for rupees. And, well, someone told me while I was there about a tiger.
A tiger?
And a monkey that always travelled with him because the tiger was blind. And needed the monkey to guide him.
I wish I'd seen that.
Around the temples. You should have seen the temples, boys. Gold.
Wow.
You know, they said there were people out there who could vanish in a puff of smoke. Magic.
Magic? Oh, I wish I could have been there.
Look, it's turning to snow.
You don't have to be there to know what magic is. What is magic? Well, magic is everywhere.
It's our house.
Everywhere, Louis. But mostly it's here, inside your head.
But it seemed to Louis and me that you had to travel across the world through a wilderness of snow and fire to know such enchantments. When we'd left the city, it was so early the streetlights were still on. Solitary yellow beacons in the empty avenues. We drove through the darkness like people escaping.
It's getting dark. Well, will we be able to see this place?
I don't know.
You don't know, but I...
Look, I'll know it when I see it.
Are there children there?
No. No neighbours, Marcel. No, not a single one. It's miles from anywhere. You'll love it. It has a huge old-fashioned fireplace. How's that? Louis?
Louis is asleep.
Oh, we can chop some logs and build an enormous fire.
I didn't want to go, especially now at Christmas. But the thought of flaming logs and a stone hearth gave me hope. I saw us gathered round this fire on a snowy night, and the image represented everything that Christmas was, light and joy. The fire assumed different shapes, changing from a bunch of plumes to a sunrise, and then to a brilliant animal. To live in a house with a living fire. It was like... having a tiger crouched in the wall of your room, yawning and flickering and blazing. Like a god.
Should we find someone who could tell us, do you think?
Who?
Why don't we just...
Don't ask, Marcel. Can't you see this is difficult here?
Careful!
Got the ice on this roof.
Well, there's a hotel just up there.
They're closed for the winter. They're all closed for the winter. Oh, damn. I'm going to have to slow this thing down. But take a look at the map, will you?
I have looked, but I can't make it out.
There's a fork ahead.
What?
A fork in the road. Look. Go left.
Go left? Why?
I don't know.
Go left, he says.
Because there are signs down that way.
Look, we've been driving for hours. Why don't you try it? We don't know where we are.
Okay, okay.
I'd always trusted Father. He was funny. He was strong. He had made long and difficult journeys. But today he seemed different, somewhat confused by the snowstorm and uncertain of the road. We should not be here, I thought. The snow, these woods, this wobbling ride, it might never end. Under each dark tree was a darker thing, like a panther. A sleek, humpback shadow with its wicked face lowered in the snow, watching us pass.
So dark. Do you think we have far to go?
Ask Marcel. He's the one who said to take
the left. Oh, don't be so childish. It's all right, Marcel. Take no notice.
I'm sure it's not far.
Oh, Louis, you're awake.
Where are we?
Same road, further along.
We're all lost. Hey, look. A light.
Where?
Over there. Through the trees.
Yeah, he's right, there is.
Is that our house?
No. No, but we can stop and get directions.
It's kind of flickering. What is it?
Is it a hotel?
Oh, it looks like it. I can't imagine why it's still open. Yeah, maybe there's someone inside who knows where we are. Mm. Wait here. I'll take a look.
The house was so tall, it rose like a chimney upwards into the stormy night. The snow appeared to fall from its upper stories. Its narrow windows glowed brightly, and the light was as much a warning as a welcome, making it stranger than if it had been in total darkness. I rolled the car window down a few inches.
Can you hear that?
Leave it, Marcel.
The sea. We're near the sea.
Close it, please.
Here comes Dad. He's got someone with him.
You all okay in there?
Where are we?
That's just what your husband asked me. What have we here? Two children. Don't sit there like a bump on a log. Come in and get warm.
He thinks we should stay the night.
Absolutely.
The man began to take our suitcases out of the car. He was much taller than Father, and wearing a crooked hat, and leather boots that grunted as he walked.
Carefully now. What's the little chap's name?
Louis.
Can you manage all right, Louis?
Oh, yes. He's all right.
I hope this isn't going to cause you a...
Not at all. I won't have you driving on these dangerous roads. We're on the coast, you know. Mm. One false move and you'll skid straight into the sea.
But I'm sure our house isn't far.
Well, I don't know. I think we have to admit we're lost.
You're not lost. You're at Osgood. Just come into the parlor and put your feet up.
Oh, fire. Logs.
Mm. The smell of it, like blossom.
Paintings on the walls.
Who are those people?
The lighted motion of the fire set shadows jumping and gave the paintings on the wall life and movement. A woman danced, a horseman cantered in a yellow field. A sly old woman in an apron dangled a key. I stood looking at them, and the old man stooped close to speak to me.
Hey, mind if I call you Skipper?
No.
Well, look, Skipper, you tell them not to worry. I won't bite them. Make yourselves comfortable. Take this poker, Skipper, and give the fire a push.
I don't like them to play with fire.
He's not playing with fire. He's helping it to breathe.
We've got a fireplace at our new house.
Oh, where would that be?
Anderson Willows.
Oh, that's 2 days' walk from here.
Walk?
I've got some toasting forks over here somewhere.
I've never been in a hotel like this before or seen a hotel manager quite like him.
He said he's the caretaker.
What's his name?
Call me Pop. Everyone else does.
Is this your hotel?
Who said it was a hotel? Mm-hmm. Here you are, boys. Bread and toasting forks. Antiques, these are.
He stuck a slice of bread on the end of one and held it to the flames. Then he handed the forks to Louis and me and told us to try it.
This is very kind of you. We haven't expected to find anywhere open.
Well, they're all closed, but I'm glad to see you. No one's been here for quite a while.
So you do have guests?
Once a year, about this time.
But where are they?
Right here in this room. You.
Well, do you mean we're the first guests you've had for a whole year?
The last ones left just a year ago. They spent the night. They were lost, too. Here, warm yourselves by the fire.
Thank you.
This house is so far from anywhere that you have to be lost before you can find it. You're lucky, you know. People don't get lost so much anymore. What with the improvements to the roads. I mean, how many people get hopelessly lost in the dark and the snow these days, eh? You did, but you saw the light.
I've never been lost before.
That's what I mean. Now, aren't you glad you got lost tonight?
No.
Well, if you hadn't, you wouldn't have found me.
So, you're only open one night a year?
I didn't say that. I said people like you only stay here one night a year, the night that I'm on duty. Some years, there's no one at all.
How very strange.
What do you do the rest of the time?
I admire the view.
Alone?
Madam, do you really think you are alone in this room? Why, look at all the people here.
Where?
The paintings.
I said they were paintings.
Yeah, but it's rather hard to make them out.
Then I'll get a branch from the fire. There. Now, you can see now, all right? Come and take a look, eh? See here, Judge Openshaw, Major Mackay and his horse, Lucifer. See, this is the Widow Pymore.
Widow Pymore?
People thought she was a witch with 6 fingers.
A witch?
Who hung in a chimney like a bat and howled. They blamed things on her.
Is that true?
No, she had only 5 fingers, as you can see. Now, there's the Grover family. Oh, yeah, and that thing that looks like a mitten, you see?
Oh, yeah.
It's their dog, Sammy.
As he spoke, the paintings became even more lifelike, and when he finished, it seemed as if we were in a room crowded with people who were silently keeping us company.
What's that one? In the corner?
Oh, yes, it's just darkness. Darkness in a gold frame.
A starless sky or dense fog, or a cloud promising a night of thunder.
I've never seen a picture like that before.
It's not a picture.
What is it?
If I told you that, you'd know as much as I do. No need for the torch now.
Well, if we're to get an early start tomorrow, we'd better go to bed. We've got lots to do. Christmas is coming.
Christmas? You'll all be getting presents. Skipper, what if you could have anything you wanted?
Anything?
Anything in the world. What would you say?
Well, that's a tough question.
You say that because you don't know what you want. You wouldn't ask for a miracle. You'd ask for something that someone else has. Not something you'd imagined, but something you'd seen with your own eyes. And it would probably be very simple.
If I could have anything, I would say our house.
Well, that's easy. You already have a house at Anderson Willows.
But we're lost.
Wait till tomorrow, Louis, and you'll have all the directions you require. Now, I'll show you to your rooms. So, no doubt I'll need my torch again after all.
Come on, boys. Upstairs.
He chose another torch from the fire and led us to the staircase. A large red man in sorcerer's robes. A candle burned in the room Louis and I were to occupy, but even in that frail light, I could see its strangeness. There was a red velvet sofa in the room, and a jug and basin, and a mirror I first took to be a painting.
Marcel?
Hmm?
What are you doing?
I'm just looking out the window.
What's out there?
Darkness. But I can still hear the sea, just.
Marcel?
Hmm?
If I could have anything I wanted in the world, I'd say jewels. Like Aladdin.
Hmm. Snow's still falling. How can a place so buried in snow? Oh. How are we going to find Anne some willows?
What?
Nothing.
Louis and I rose early. Dawn was grey-blue, a smouldering spider in a cloud, climbing to light other clouds. The view outside was so strange, we did not know where we were. Then we remembered the storm, the road, the house, and the friendly man who'd welcomed us. We went downstairs, thinking that we might find him.
There's no one around, Marcel. We're up too early.
No, it's morning. There's light coming through the window.
But it's so grey and dark.
Listen. What? Put your ear to the window. Just out there. The sea.
Oh, come on. Let's look in the kitchen.
No, we shouldn't poke around.
But where's the man?
Maybe he's still asleep.
Hey, look at all this stuff. A gong.
It's Chinese.
I wonder if Dad...
And a stag's head!
Just awake them!
In the parlour, the paintings were there, but the man wasn't.
Marcel, the fire's out. He's gone.
Maybe he's just outside.
He doesn't look the same room.
Without the fire, the paintings were duller. And I had never felt such a shrinking in my soul as when I realised the deception of those flat pictures. But I had the feeling that, though we might not find the man, he inhabited the house in some mysterious way. It had a warmth that seemed to prove he was still around. We went back to the hall.
He can't have gone out. The front door's bolted.
So what?
Well, how could he go out and bolt the door from the inside? And it's chained too.
Then where is he?
And look outside, Louis. There's no footprints in the snow, so...
Hey! What's that?
Where?
On the table, by the coat rack. An envelope.
Is it for us, do you think? There's no name or anything on it.
It's a secret message.
Not much of a secret if it's out in full view. And it's not even sealed. Look, the flap's open.
Read it. I won't tell anyone you opened it.
I didn't open it. It was open already.
What does it say?
Nothing.
No writing, only a stiff card folded once with a Christmas scene inside. No, more than that. A farm and marsh landscape seen from on high. A bird's eye view of houses and trees sunk in the snow.
Little roads around them. And the sea. Is it a photograph?
I don't know. No, look. It's done with pen scratchings.
But it's so lifelike. Marcel, it's like the sea's moving.
And the birds. And smoke from the chimney there.
It's a Christmas card. But it's not a very good one. There's no Santa Claus.
But you don't believe in Santa Claus.
Well then, there's no Jesus. There's no Christmas tree.
If you look hard, you'll see a nice white church. Right there, and over there, is a whole grove of pine trees.
There is a Christmas tree. No decorations, though.
How could there be? It's in the woods, you nitwit.
Morning, you two.
It's your dad.
Oh, he might get mad at us.
What have you got there?
It's just a card. We found it on the table.
Oh, let's see. Rather a strange Christmas card.
That's what I said.
Morning, boys.
Look what the kids found.
Oh, it's pretty. I wonder who it belongs to.
I think it's for us.
Oh, there's no name on it.
I know, but we're the only ones here.
Oh, we can ask Pop. Have you seen him?
No, we looked everywhere.
Oh. Well, he must be here. He promised to give us directions.
Oh, we lost again.
No, we'll see, we'll see. Oh, this should bring him out. Nothing.
Oh, I don't understand. Where could he have gone?
There aren't any footprints in the snow outside. We looked.
Well, we can't wait here all day. We'll have to come back some other time.
Where are you going?
To get ready. We have to get to Anderson Willows, to the house. We have to be gone.
How? Have you forgotten? We're lost.
We're lost, Dad.
Well, we can't just stand here. Oh, it looks as if we're snowed in, too. Honestly, the least he could have done was leave us a note.
Maybe he left us his Christmas card.
I don't want a Christmas card, Marcel. I want a few simple directions to get us out of here.
Please don't shout. We'll find our way if we drive slowly.
Yes, of course. Look, we've got the whole day ahead of us. Let's get into the car and start looking, hmm? Now, in the meantime, you should put this card back where you found it.
He'll be sad when he sees it. He'll think we didn't like it.
Or maybe we didn't.
He seemed a nice man.
Hey, Marcel. Hold everything. There's our house.
You can see it? Where? Where?
No, Louis, come here.
But you said
No, you won't see it outside. Look. It's right here. On the card. Look. See that big house with the weather vane in the clearing? That's our house.
Let's see.
That's the road I was looking for last night.
Are you sure that's our house?
Well, I know it.
This other house in the corner looks familiar.
No, that one has a porch, and it's much bigger than ours.
The house we're in has a porch.
Oh, yes. This is the house we're in now. It's shown on the card.
So, all we have to do
is go down that coast road and take a left, and we're there. It'll be about a half-hour drive. This is as good as a map.
It's better. Maps don't have houses on them.
Oh, the first thing I'm going to do when we get there is get a big fire going in the fireplace. You boys can help me get the logs. Oh, it wouldn't be Christmas without a fire.
That was how we found our house at Anderson Willows. It was a beautiful house. Not the great gloomy barn I had feared, but an old solid farmhouse with a steeply pitched roof. The arrangement of the rooms was topsy-turvy. Upstairs was the kitchen and dining room and the living room. The bedrooms were on the ground floor. The fireplace in the living room was, as Father had described it, an archway of boulders.
Well, there we are. Just like I told you.
As soon as we put our things away, we piled logs in it and pleaded with him to start a fire.
All right. But you've got to arrange the logs, see? And put twigs and wood shavings under so you can kindle it.
I want to light the first match.
No, I don't want you lighting matches.
I know, fires are dangerous. It's gone out.
Oh, be patient. I will shred a little paper. Aha! Your paper's catching.
Oh.
See?
Oh, smoke! Oh, it's right in the room.
Oh, God, the chimney must be blocked.
And the fire's gone out anyway.
Well, maybe it's just as well.
Oh, fires are dangerous.
Yeah, we'll leave it a while.
But you said it wouldn't be Christmas without a fire.
Well, the house is heated. You're not cold, are you?
No.
Well, then.
But I wanted to tell him that I'd counted on seeing the fire roaring in the hearth like a tiger striped with flame.
Dad?
Hmm?
If the chimney's blocked, how can Santa Claus get in?
So we had no fire. For the rest of the morning, I stared at the empty hole in the archway of boulders and at the cold logs Father had left in it for decoration. And I was still thinking about it when we had our lunch.
Only 2 days to Christmas. We've got to make some plans. Get a tree.
Decorate it.
Stars and candles. Tinsel. Have some more potatoes, Marcel.
No, thank you.
Oh, what's wrong?
I was thinking about Pop.
Oh, that old man. Yeah, he was odd, wasn't he?
We should invite him to spend Christmas with us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, I imagine he'll have his own arrangements. Strange, though. That story about his only having guests one night a year. And then the Christmas card. If it was a Christmas card.
It was.
It didn't say Merry Christmas.
Hmm. It got us here. If it wasn't for that card, we'd still be lost.
Yeah, that's true. You still got it, Marcel?
Yes, it's here.
Then we'll hang it over the fireplace after lunch.
Oh, you can pin it up with some ribbon, Marcel.
All right. I still think it's funny for a Christmas card. I mean, you can see the hotel and you can see the road.
Look!
What? That speck.
Speck?
On the card. That dark figure. Halfway between us and the hotel.
Where?
That's the man.
Let me see. Oh, it's a smudge.
No.
It's smoke.
No, it's not a smudge. It's a light. It's a man.
I don't see anything.
He's standing in the woods. Maybe he's waiting for us.
I don't know.
Those trees are rather dark. Look.
Pine trees. There's a big one. Just about the right size for a Christmas tree.
Let's go and cut it down.
Yes. Yeah, why not?
We can see the man at the same time.
So, using the card to help us find our way, we headed towards the woods.
Don't drag, Louis. Keep up.
We walked cautiously, glancing this way and that, for at any moment the man might run out from behind a tree in his crooked hat and his black cape. The pines were like tall-robed figures watching us darkly from beneath jutting hoods. Eventually, we neared the clearing, and I saw, just as it was shown on the card, the bushy pine tree we had singled out as our own. Night was falling, and snow lay all around us, and yet the air was warm, and the clearing itself had the quiet seclusion of a chapel.
Look at this.
Our tree.
Oh, it's a beauty. Now, if I lop off the lower branches...
Dad!
Don't dance in the way, Louis.
Where's the man?
I'm busy here. I know. Why don't you go and have a look?
Good idea. I'd like to stay. Come on then, Louis. We'll see if we can find him.
Yeah, and you can leave the tree to Marcel and me.
Mother and Louis went off together, but I did not search for the man in the snowy and now darkening woods. I looked for him on the Christmas card where I had first seen him. But the speck had vanished, and the card itself had grown dark.
All right. Stand clear.
Ready to fall?
Yeah. Timber! Ah, what do you think of that? A lumberjack.
Look, he's done it. Dad's got us our tree.
Hello, you two. What do you think of that?
Tremendous. Looked really good.
Did you see your man?
No, he wasn't there.
No, we couldn't find him.
I know.
Hell, you didn't even look for him.
Yes, I did. I looked for him on the card.
On the card?
I knew you wouldn't find him.
Oh, listen, it'll be so dark soon you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face. And I shall need some help dragging our tree back.
Before I went to bed that night, I hung the card on the fireplace once more. Father came to stand behind me, and I knew that he felt sorry for me.
Marcel?
I'm just pinning the card back again.
Look, don't worry about it.
What?
Well, it doesn't matter if we didn't really see the man.
I know I saw him, Dad.
It could have been an optical illusion.
The tree wasn't an optical illusion.
Well, it's hard to tell what's there and what isn't, Marcel. Sometimes you see what you want to see.
That's not true.
Why not?
I want to see a fire in that fireplace, but I can't see one.
I turned my back on the cold, cave-like opening and went to bed. There is a kind of silence that keeps you awake more than noise does. This silence made me think of the Christmas card. Father didn't believe what I had said. This seemed wrong, for if you didn't believe, or so I thought, the card might be taken away.
Yes.
When I couldn't stand it anymore, I got up, and so that I would not wake my parents, I took a lighted candle with me, rather than switching on the lights. At the fireplace, I held the candle up to the Christmas card, and in the uncertain flame, could not make it out.
Nothing.
There was no picture on it.
As dark as night.
Nothing but a disappointing pinprick of light in all that darkness. There seemed something evil in the way it had vanished. And I went back to bed feeling very sad, as if a precious light had turned to dismal ashes.
Skipper, Skipper, what if you could have anything you wanted?
In my dreams, a flock of huge crows flapped from the burned limbs of leafless trees and massed over a snowy field.
Marcel! 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 Marcel, get up!
But I would not get up. I did not want to see the dark Christmas card or be reminded of what we had lost.
You're a lazy bones. Come on.
Leave me alone.
It's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's Christmas. We're going to decorate the tree.
I don't want to decorate the tree.
Please, Marcel. It won't be much fun if you don't help.
I don't care about Christmas. Just leave me alone.
All right, then. Don't.
I stayed under the covers, listening to him thump upstairs, to his curious creaking steps as he crossed to the fireplace, to look at the Christmas card.
I don't care.
Oh. Mummy! Daddy!
I listened to him running downstairs, stumbling as he went.
The Christmas card, Marcel. Guess what I saw?
I know what you saw.
It's magic.
Black magic.
But Marcel...
I know, it's turned black.
What are you talking about?
I saw it last night.
It isn't black. It's the same as it was yesterday. I mean, almost the same.
What?
Except the speck we saw. It was so small yesterday, but now it's bigger and clearer.
Where is it?
Here, look.
Let me see that.
See? It's not black at all.
But last night...
It's a magic Christmas card. It shows day and night. It's not like a normal picture.
Oh, it frightens me.
Why? See? It even shows the man.
That's what frightens me, Louis. Look, there's the hotel where he lives, and there's the clearing in the woods where he was yesterday. And so where is he now?
On the little road. What's wrong with that?
Don't you see? He's heading in this direction. He's coming towards us. Dad, honest.
Mm.
And he's moved. We could see he's moved.
I don't know.
It's magic.
Louis,
Remember what I told you about magic? It's mostly in the mind. You see what you want to see.
We're not imagining it.
All right, then. Take it out of the envelope. Show me.
See? The man is on the road.
I can't see anything.
What? He's not there.
What did I tell you?
Well, it was probably a tree stump or a fence post.
Yeah, or a shadow of a branch or a boulder, or maybe you had something in your eye.
No, he is there.
No, Marcel.
Oh, look, he's moved again. Near the cabin. An hour ago, he was on that road. He's getting closer to us.
Well, then maybe it's my eyes. Here, show me exactly.
Look carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Just beside the cabin.
But I looked before Father did. The man was gone.
You see? You're mistaken.
Oh, he's not there now. But he was a few seconds ago.
Marcel?
So there's only one place he can be.
And where's that?
Inside the cabin.
So in the middle of the afternoon, we set off again in search of the man this time. There was no road to the old cabin. We travelled on foot through the woods. We had trouble locating the right path, and it was already so dark that no other footprints were visible. The snow was luminous and made the woods seem unearthly, as if the tree trunks were floating a foot from the ground.
Come on, keep up!
I don't like that screeching noise.
It's only the wind.
I can't see any cabin. I don't think there is a cabin.
But there is. It's here on the card.
Well, it doesn't seem so clear now.
Well, this is no place to be at this time of day. It's Christmas Eve. We should be at home in front of the fire.
We haven't got a fire.
Oh, I wish I was at home.
These trees here. The trees, they're willows. That's why the wind sounds like that.
They must be what gave the place its name.
What was that?
What?
I saw something moving. Over there, look.
What is it?
There, in the woods.
A light, brief as a falling star.
A flicker of light. Look.
A fountain of fiery gold, flaming in the distant trees.
Didn't you see? It was the man carrying the torch.
No, there's nothing there, Marcel.
There is. There was.
The sunset through the trees.
They stared at me as if I had gone temporarily crazy. Strangely enough, I had been cold before and chilled by the wind, but the sight of that fire in the woods warmed me. I was no longer cold or frightened. I could not help but think of the old man in the hotel and how he had used a similar sort of torch to show us the paintings.
Maybe we should go on.
Yes, let's. But if we don't see that cabin pretty soon, we'd better turn back. I'd hate to get lost here. Come on.
Oh, Dad.
A little longer, Louis, that's all.
But we wouldn't get lost. I knew we wouldn't, not as long as we had this Christmas card. We walked on, deeper into the woods.
Keep up, Louis.
Who wants to see a stupid old cabin anyway?
I do.
There's probably ghosts inside.
Louie.
Don't worry, it'll be all right.
The path's getting wider.
Is that it? Over there.
Where?
A snug cabin set amid more willows. The sort of weather-beaten place witches inhabited in fairy tales. Very isolated, on the far side of a broken fence.
It's strange, isn't it?
I don't like it.
I wonder if anyone's at home.
Well, let's take a look through the window. I can't see anyone. I'll knock.
What will you say if they answer?
We can wish them Merry Christmas. After all, they're our neighbours.
You said we didn't have any neighbours.
Well, I suppose I was wrong. Well, here goes. Not at home. Should I try the door?
No, don't!
Well, we've come all this way.
The cabin was a forgotten crate, a box of rotting timber and rusty nails with a tar paper roof, and only the snow and the willows kept it from looking totally gloomy. I knew the moment I saw it that I did not want to go in. It made me think of wolves.
Hello? Anyone about? Empty.
So dark.
What
is it?
My head. On the ceiling. Ooh. Now mind where you tread, boys.
What was that?
It's only me, Marcel. What are you doing? I just want to hold your hand.
There's another door over here.
Louis doesn't like it. I think we should go.
Keep calm. It's the front door. That's all in the wind.
But the children are... What was that?
There's people here.
Did you hear?
It's all right. I'm through here. And there's a room beyond. Good heavens.
What is it?
There was a crack of light and an explosion of warmth, as if he'd opened a furnace door and let out flames. Father went into the bright room, and we followed him. The room was long and lighted, and there were small brass pots on shelves and furniture with shining varnish. And the fire's many voices welcomed us and beckoned us forward.
Isn't it beautiful?
But where are the people? I heard...
Maybe they just left.
Two chairs drawn up to the fire.
And the cushions look as if they've just been sat on.
It's like a church.
We were so engrossed in the fire, so comforted by the warm room, that it was not until the longest time that we remembered why we had come.
I wonder if he's here.
Who?
The man.
There's no man on the card. It's dark again.
There was no man, but I saw in the foreground a twinkling light, no larger than the head of a match. My mittens were secured to the sleeve of my coat with safety pins. I undid one and made a small hole in the card in the spot where I saw the light.
I hate to leave here, but we've got to go.
Mm.
What if we're here when the people come back?
We lingered in the room. It was the strangest sight I'd ever seen, a roaring fire in an empty house. I couldn't imagine anything more powerfully lovely. Back in the emptiness of our own house, I asked Father to make one last attempt to build a fire.
It just doesn't want to work for us.
Well, it ought to. Paper and wood chips and kerosene, it ought to work.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. It's no use. Come on, bedtime.
Yeah.
Oh. Brush your teeth, up to your room. And remember, tomorrow's Christmas.
Marcel, are you awake?
Hmm?
It doesn't feel like Christmas Eve.
Why not?
Because this doesn't feel like our house. Have you still got the card?
Yes, it's here. But it's gone dark.
What about the pinhole you made?
I can see that the light's moved, though. I made another hole and it's moved again.
Why?
Because it's moving. It's like the flickering light we saw in the woods.
You saw?
It was there.
I like that cabin.
I think it was haunted.
Even if it was, I'd rather spend Christmas there than here. It was nice and warm. Louis?
As long as you tell me where it is.
Mother and father were walking around upstairs. The clank of bolts, the snap of locks. We were secure. And when I slept, I dreamed again. This time my dreams began with the cabin, a family like our own, but with a small child in a basket. And there was fire, like the fountain of golden flame I had seen in the woods. I was alone in the dark forest. When I dragged myself near it, it swept away and spilled like hot lava, melting the snow.
No path. No escape. No.
I tried to run. This sudden gale was no dream. I got out of bed and picked my way across the room. Slowly, I climbed the stairs to the parlor. At the top of the stairs, in a flash of lightning, I had a glimpse of a tall, robed figure towering by the fireplace.
Skipper!
Pop? Is that you?
You came.
I was dreaming. There was a burning and a flapping sound.
Real sound, not a dream. My king, you see, in the wind.
Yes, I see it now.
Come closer, Skipper. Now, see what I have here.
Ah, oh, the torch, like the one you had before.
So, you heard the burning of the torch too. And if I hold it up, you can see.
The flames, they make you look so big.
And painted with fire. Now, don't be afraid.
I'm not. I was expecting you.
The lightning won't harm you. Closer now. By the fireplace.
Until then, I had associated Christmas with tiny reminders of the season, plastic stars and toys, and a tame fire in a hearth. Now I saw in this torchbearer a different Christmas, not a one-day occasion for gift-giving and church-going, and not a sorcerer's trickery, but something fierce and everlasting. The strength of a hidden god who had reappeared to prove to me that he could turn the world. The torchlight made the house a palace. And in this throne room, he stood in the yellow robes of a tiger king.
The Christmas card.
It's here.
And I have to take it away. What do you want for it?
No, it's yours.
No. You believed, you understood, so it became yours. But I need it now to find my way back. Will you help show me the way?
How? I don't know.
You are not lost, Skipper. You trusted the light, so you will never be lost again.
So you need the card?
What will you take for it? You can have anything.
Anything?
Tell me what you want.
I could think of nothing solid. Not jewels, as Louis had said. Jewels were merely an imitation of fire. I thought of space and warmth and safety and happiness. Of not being alone. Of having a home and a family. Of love.
What are you looking at?
The empty fireplace.
Here. You take the torch. Now, light the fire.
As I gripped the torch, I felt strength in my hand, and that strength passed to my whole body.
You understand? Its light is wisdom and truth.
And power.
Oh, yes. The power to destroy. If it is not controlled or understood, it can be more deadly than darkness. Now!
And the logs in our hearth burned so brightly, I had to cover my eyes. When I staggered back and uncovered them, the man was gone.
Pop? Pop, where are you?
Though I believed I saw his smiling face in the shaggy flames, the room seemed very safe. We did what is usual at Christmas. We opened presents, created a clutter of wrapping paper and ribbon and torn boxes. Gave thanks for our good fortune. How far is it to Bethlehem? Not very far. Shall we find the stable room? Lit by a star. Can we see the little child? Is he within? If we lift the wooden latch, may we go in?
Marcel. Ah, your Christmas card. Where is it?
I gave it back. I swapped it for this.
The fire? Mm.
You mean you used the card?
In a way, I suppose.
Though not the way they thought. Throughout the day, the fire burned, holy and joyful. And it sang in the chimney like the voice of an angel. Was there more? Yes. A week later, we passed the hotel and recognized it and stopped.
Look. Pull up. Pull up.
What is it?
It's Osgood's. Look. The hotel.
It's just like it was. Let's take a look.
Not quite the same, Louis. It's shut now.
Well, we can take a look, though. Oh, there's another house over there.
Oh, yes. I never noticed that before.
We could ask them. Come in, boys, come in. I think you might find there's still some Christmas cake over there.
We can't really stop, Mrs.
Pymore.
Pymore? Wasn't she the witch?
Louis. We only wanted to take a look at Osgood's.
At Osgood's? Yes. We stayed there just before Christmas and we thought... Well, Osgood's is shut. Was there something special you wanted to see?
Pop.
The old man, you know.
Oh, Pop. Well, I think I have the key here somewhere. You'll find him through there in the parlor.
It looks just like it did. Not quite. There's no fire this time.
And no person either. Though I was looking for him, and half expected him to appear at the far door and greet me.
Through you go. I can't see him. Over there, look. The painting.
It is. It's Pop.
But Mrs. Pymore, we saw this painting the other night. It was just a blank, just dark.
There was no one in it.
But this is Pop.
His crooked hat and his cape.
Oh, yes. And see in his hand, an envelope.
It's a wonderful painting. He did it himself, and he finished it the day he died.
Died?
No. Oh, I shouldn't say he died. It was more of a disappearance. And sometimes the people round here claim to see him wandering in the woods, but only in winter, when this place is shut. This is a museum now, but it used to be his house. It's even got beds upstairs.
Yes, we know that.
So, he was a painter.
Yes. He did all these, but his self-portrait is the most mysterious. That's the one they whisper about.
What do they whisper?
That he could work magic. That his secret is in that envelope he's holding in his hand.
It might be a Christmas card.
Nonsense. You can see it's only a painted envelope.
No. I mean, inside the envelope.
Oh, ho, 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 he believes. He believes the whispers. Anything, Skipper. Anything you want.
Michael Maloney was the storyteller in Paul Theroux's A Christmas Card, dramatised for radio by Nick Warburton. Pop was played by Timothy Bateson, Marcel by James Bell, Louis by Tom Fletcher. Father was Christopher Wright, mother Rachel Atkins, and Mrs. Pymore, Carolyn Jones. The director was Marilyn Imrie.